global poverty reduction. Four questions for Richard Stearns, class of 1973. Richard Stearns became president of the global charity World Vision in 1998 after a career in corporate leadership roles. He will be one of four panelists for the Global Poverty Reduction event during Cornell's sesquicentennial celebration in April 2015. What led you to study at Cornell?
I'm an unlikely person to have attended Cornell University. When I was a kid, I grew up in central New York, Syracuse, New York, but I came from a kind of a disadvantaged family background, and neither of my parents went to high school. My dad was an alcoholic. My parents were divorced when I was 10, and it got so bad that the bank actually foreclosed on our home and we were evicted. So I was not on a trajectory that was going to lead me naturally to a place like Cornell, but somehow in my mind as a young person, I think it was in the seventh or the eighth grade, I had this idea that education could be my way out of this kind of situation with my parents, my family. And so I applied to Cornell with my fingers crossed. It was the only school I applied to, and it was early decision. And to my delight, not only was I accepted into the engineering college in 1969, but I was given a scholarship that covered a good portion of my tuition and fees. And with the money that I'd saved from working jobs in high school and some student loans, you know, I made it to Cornell. So I'm really grateful, because without the financial aid package that I received, I could have never even dreamed of attending Cornell University. So I'm one of those kids that got here because Cornell was generous and had a vision to have a diverse campus with people that don't just come from wealth, but they come from all kinds of backgrounds.
Did your studies at Cornell influence your decision to join World Vision?
My life has been filled with all kinds of unique opportunities and different things for me to do. And it culminated in 1998 when I got a call from an executive recruiter when I was at Lennox, the China company, saying that there was a nonprofit called World Vision that was looking for a new leader. And I learned after that, I'd been a donor to World Vision, but World Vision is one of the largest NGOs in the world. We estimate that our programs in 100 countries help maybe as many as 100 million people a year with food and clean water and education and economic development. And we work in the area of gender and health education, maternal and child health. So it was a real career change, midlife for me, but I came to World Vision. Again, Cornell had opened up the world of possibilities to me, and this was an opportunity for me, who was a poor kid from Syracuse, to maybe give back to some poor kid in Uganda.
Has Cornell contributed to World Vision's efforts to address global poverty?
One of the things I was delighted to discover as I traveled around the world with World Vision is I would keep running into Cornell alumni that were working for World Vision. And in particular, we did a lot of clean water work in Ghana starting in the late 1980s. And we had a very deep partnership with the Hilton Foundation, as well as the Desert Research Institute. But Cornell was one of the partners in that water sanitation hygiene initiative that we launched in Ghana, probably in 1988 or 89. So right from those years, there was a pretty close collaboration with Cornell. And what happened was a number of our Ghanaian staff ended up coming to Ithaca for a master's in hydrogeology or some such field. And then they went back to Africa to practice their trade. And in fact, one of the men, Emmanuel Opong, who is running a big part of our WASH programs in Southern Africa right now, is a Cornell master's alum who's now working in Southern Africa. And as a result of that initial program in Ghana, World Vision today is the largest provider of clean water in the world. We bring clean water to 1 million people every year, which is about one person every 30 seconds is getting clean water. And it came with a pretty close partnership with the folks at Cornell. And one of my hopes as I'm on campus this week and next year is to try to build some more alliances with the Cornell faculty to see if we can't partner in more areas.
What motivates you in your work with World Vision?
One of the other things that happened when I was at Cornell is that I was a person of little or no faith from a religious standpoint, and I came to faith as I was leaving Cornell. I met my future wife, and she was a very religious person, a committed Christian, and through her influence over the next year or so, I became a Christian myself. And that finding faith, you know, in my academic career and during those years really became kind of my internal operating system as an adult, and it affected a lot of the choices I made. So if you fast forward 20 plus years to the phone call that invited me to leave my corporate career and come maybe lead a nonprofit like World Vision, what really motivated me to do it was my faith, and it was the idea that people are created in God's image and they're all precious, and it doesn't matter if they were born in Uganda or New Jersey, they're people that we need to be concerned about.
For information about the Global Poverty Reduction Panel and other Cornell sesquicentennial events, visit 150.cornell.edu.